vandals everywhere, plaguing this town in Oregon. It's our Setting the Bar story. Kelly, which is what?
The bar is a little life hurdle we put low to the ground.
Right.
You could just leap over it, have a good day, just don't do this.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without sticking googly eyes on everything around town, including signs, statues, and other artwork, you're doing okay.
Googly eyes?
Googly eyes.
Like giant oversized googly eyes?
Yes,
exactly. Little googly eyes?
No, oversized googly eyes is getting so out of hand. The city actually posted on social media some of the pieces of artwork that have been vandalized and asked the perpetrator to knock it off. The comments were not as, I guess, sympathetic as maybe the town had wanted. This from Central Oregon Daily News.
Vandalizing them with googly eyes.
The adhesive that's used to do that really damages the art. So we're trying to get it off quickly to minimize the damage.
Yeah, so they're basically saying, hey, it's the adhesive that you're using to put it up there. It's damaging some of the artwork.
And it's costing money to remove them with care.
Yes, exactly.
So, okay.
However, the residents...
I think it's kind of funny. I think it's a little ridiculous. I think the googly eyes are... Somebody's got a whole lot of extra time.
I'm not knowledgeable in the damage part, but I love it. I think it brings joy. I love seeing this guy decorated.
She's pointing to one of his statues that has googly eyes. She's like, I don't know, it makes me smile to see this guy decorated.
It looks like a statue, like a bronze statue of a deer and a baby deer have gigantic oversized googly eyes. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, and there have been several pieces of art hit across the city, but the city is saying, hey, let's stay away from the adhesives and graffiti and things that can damage the art because
the artist doesn't appreciate it.
Yeah, the art is being donated to the city to display and things like that. So, if the people or person or people responsible are caught, they could face charges. So.
Yeah, considered vandalism.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, again, setting the bar. Look.
Pretty funny, though.
I understand that it might be fun to, like, maybe slap some googly eyes on Hogan's Fountain or on the big Statue of David in downtown.
It does change the look a bit.
Yeah, especially if you put googly eyes, you know, on his crotch.
Oh. that's... probably a little disturbing. Something else there. Maybe underwear.
No. Then you're ruining the art, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX.